not knowing what's going on in my business. That's what keeps me up at night. The fact that we run on Monday.com and that it takes our day-to-day and automatically...
Oh, say what corner corner can be picture me. If I'm a rip out, baby, hey. Be a me can you me person, me chira se. When I'm a rip out, baby, oh, how na am late, yeah. I know what, me who no no me, I'm a shimmy. Way, papa, baby, me da koko duro ko busani di. Money, man, oh, say, ya frueno, nanama. For me, cut. I'm going with your fear. Me better me be some mammy or sam. Say you're gonna send me go home, mammy. I'm a cousin. Baby, you're a wood on now. Be him, fizzy. Or be that swan. One another, baby. Send me here. What's the money? I'm passing.
Obey him, obey
him. Me person.
Yeah. Sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Today is the 17th of May 2025, and the time is 10 minutes to the hour of 9. Guess what? I got some power. I got a powerhouse in the studio here with me today. Very soon, I'm going to introduce them to you. A big shout out to all our wonderful listeners every Saturday. A big shout out. I had a message from His Excellency Dr. Charles Ampuma Dramina, all the way from Spain. He's like, I've set my alarm, I'm gonna listen. Yeah, and a big shout out to all our wonderful listeners from Australia. JQ and your team in Melbourne, Ima in Perth, the rest in Sydney. A big shout out to you all. And also, you know, somebody was telling us the other day that your audience are really, 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 really widening up, because we got those in America have been joining us. The United Kingdoms have been joining us online. There are those in Ghana, South Africa, Cuba in South Africa consistently. Every Saturday, he's been joining us. Every Saturday from all the way in Joburg. So thank you very much, Cuba, who's been joining us all the way from South Africa. Those who've been joining us from Ghana, there are many. But the New Zealanders, yeah, many of you have been joining us every Saturday. This Radio Kwabo 104.6 FM. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with a sponsorship from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. And your Commander-in-Chief of the Airways, I'm in the city here with me, with you all. It's a Saturday, 17th of May, 2025, in New Zealand, and in Ghana, probably it's about 8:50 a.m. in the morning. Thank you all very much for joining us. And we are going to have a very powerful discussion this morning, this evening, or this afternoon, depending on where you're watching us from. And I've got the leadership of Akofi in the studio here with me. And Sister Evelyn is here. You know, and I was talking to somebody this morning about, we're going to have Sister Evelyn in the studio here with you today. It's like, Sister Evelyn is coming. She can talk about Akofi and Africa from morning to evening. And you know what? And we are going to compress all the 12 hours from morning to evening into a 1 hour conversation where our sister, our lovely sister Evelyn, and the current vice president of Akofi are going to take us through step by step about the African Day celebration coming up next week. And we believe it's going to be wonderful. So I'm just going to give you just a few minutes of music, and I'm going to come to the studio here, and I'm going to see Freddie here. He's a Lions man who is going to probably monitor from the line, from the fence. And then he'll probably throw in a little bit of question here and there, while our sister Evelyn, the vice president of Akofi, will take their time and take us through African Day, everything that's about African Day, why we need to come together as African to celebrate this day. It's more than celebration. There's more to African Day than just meeting, having fun, and celebrating, but there's more to it than that. They're going to talk to us about all. But before we do that, I just want to give you, continue to give you Daddy KD, Fatia, Fatan Kroma, and then we go from there.
Mamenya bibi ni besia, mamenya india, amemede makumenina, bamano, bibi amedi munti mensana munkobi mo, mepeina, ka, ami bibi amedi munti mensana mechili munkobi mo, mepeina, ka na meyama o, odonu kofu pinzase. Most of my mother would go for being so. If people was a mother, I could put in a book and say he was a mother. If you made me moon, two men, in a monk of you. My castle wants us. I mean, baby, I made me moon, two men, sandwich in a monk of you. Pepe, Ina, Kaname, Amao. You do love kitchen. Matthew will pepper soup in your love chicken. In your book, you do love kitchen. I mean, Matthew will pepper soup in your love chicken. Until for fry, I get to fry you fancy fancy natty. At your chomo, at such an amount of society. Most of us will be more, boy, romantic. Other would be not who me more, okay, who the man take. They would not go by a madame of being in your answers. Would he be told him, must say the fact is, yeah. Other no go for being sassy. Most of my mother no go for being sassy. If people was a mother, I could do not work as saint was a mother. But maybe I made dream when you do this and imagine a monk of you. My castle wants us. I mean, maybe I made dream when you do this and imagine a monk of you. Maybe I can't have me a mouth.
This one is coming from the camp of Kofi Kinata. It says, Efiekuma, Efiekuma, Efiekuma. The time is 5 minutes to the hour of 9 p.m. in New Zealand. And this is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. And a big shout out to all the leadership of Akofi, the previous leadership of Akofi, and then the incoming leadership of Akofi as well. A big shout out to all of them. And also a big shout out to the leadership of the Ghana Association of New Zealand, those who've been tuning in from Rotorua, who've been watching us from Hamilton, Whangarei, the team in Wellington, Christchurch, and Dunedin. A big shout out to every single one of you, and thank you very much. And Samuel Addo, you join us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Samuel Addo, for joining us on Facebook. It's a good thing to see you coming up live to see what is happening. I've got the powerhouse of the African community in the city here with me. So I'm fully charged, full of energy, and full of everything. So now the question now is, why are we so powered up, so energetic in the city here this evening or this afternoon? Because I have got the leadership of Akofi in the city here with me. And when you talk about the leadership of Akofi, I'm talking about the leadership of the African community in Auckland here with me. And we are going to talk about African Day celebration coming up next week. What is it about? How can we support? And then what we need to do to be able to get ourselves there? And how can we get our young ones excited and energetic about everything that is going on within our community. And I've got Sister Evelyn here. So what I'm going to do is once I go into the studio, I'm going to get our wonderful Sister Evelyn to introduce herself. Then I'll get the Vice President of Akofi to also introduce herself. And then we go straight into the actions whilst we talk about the details of everything that is going to happen today. So thank you very much for your time. The lines to the studio are 815-8100. Those of you who are in Auckland, 815-8100. So if you are calling us from outside Auckland, the lines are 0981-58100. And also on www.planetaudio.org.nz and also www.planetaudio.org.nz and also live on Facebook. So once you send your comment comes in a text message to me, or it comes on Facebook, or you ring to the studio here, our lovely powerhouse in the studio here with us to answer some of the questions and also listen to some of your contributions as well. So I'm just going to go straight into the studio here, and I'm going to have a wonderful conversation with our lovely lady. Sister Evelyn.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This is Rudy Akwaba. I think probably this is the first time I'm getting into the studio, but I think I must have got it online. I can't remember, but it's good to see you in the studio here with me, and it's amazing. I'm just going to get you to just introduce yourself a little bit to our lovely audience here. Who is Sister Evelyn Park?
So, Evelyn Park, I'm originally from Zambia. I've been in New Zealand since 1994, so I've been here a long time. Mm. And I've been privileged to see the African communities grow from a tiny little group of people to tens and tens of thousands that we are now. So it's very, very exciting. And I am currently the outgoing president of ACOFI, which is the African Communities Forum Incorporated, for the African communities here in Auckland. And I have been president up until the 5th of April for 4 years. So, yes.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. You've been a president for, and I'll say, you've done amazing work. And I think maybe probably today is probably one of the last time you come in a semi-official position, right? And I think I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the Ghana community to say a big thank you for your leadership. On multiple occasions, I've had a conversation with Dr. Charles and about your leadership. And then the strategy that you have put together. And I know it's not been very easy. Right, and that's who we are as Africans. And then from the time of having that kind of strategy where we need the whole Africa to come together, the challenge that had to go through, the constant, sometime I'll be with Dr. Charles and then you guys will be having a conversation, and then I could hear the conversation that could go on. And it's been, and I can see the work that has gone in. Few years ago, I knew the Ghana community were sitting on the fence. But when you came on, you dragged us from the fence and just put us in there, right? And it's been amazing that you made sure that whenever we have our programs, you are there, right? You have an event in the park, you are always there to celebrate with us. If we have any event, you are there because you made it feel as part of the community. So on behalf of the community, I would say a big thank you for your leadership. Mm-hmm. You've done amazing work from COVID. And for me, what excited me the most was when we had our last meeting in somewhere in the West prior to the African Day, where we have to sit down together and talk about strategy, talk about what is it about the African community that we need to do, how can we move forward, how can we utilize the resources in our community. And the most encouraging part for me was when we had some of the health professionals in the community come together and talk to us about what is it available in the system, how can we tap into the resources. And then we have the lawyers came in and talk about different things, and we have different people came to talk about it. And I think for me, it was exciting to know that we have got, I didn't even know that we have so many lawyers in the African community, right? And who does a lot of pro bono. So I didn't even know that, you know. And I was like, so I was talking to somebody, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that, because if you have somebody in the community struggling, hey, there's a resource that we can tap into. So I think I will say a big thank you, right, for your leadership and for your service to the community. And we really appreciate you. We really appreciate you. You guys have done amazing work. And I believe it's not just you, but you and the whole leadership. Kwasi, what are you going to say?
What I want to put it in is, like, you talk about the pro bonos.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
About a lawyer.
Yeah.
Many Ghanaians, or many Africans, excuse me,
yes,
sorry,
yeah,
don't know that we have a pro bono lawyer. If you want to even talk about pro bono,
yeah,
how many people would you understand it?
Okay, yes, yeah, yeah.
Explain to them.
Okay, so I'll explain the pro. Okay, so these lawyers are lawyers who actually are Africans in our community. They've brought the same together. So if you have a challenge, legal challenge, you need a representation, or you need someone to talk to you about what you are going through, they will be able to take their time free of charge, and I think they can help support, right? They can direct you to the right places as well. So, and that's what I meant by pro bono. So yeah, so
that means if you get a court case, there's a free lawyer.
I'm not sure whether it's free lawyer or not, but I think they can support you and guide you to the right resource, right? Yes, yes.
How about we say we're going to get the African Law Association in here one day?
One day, yes, yes.
Come and explain it all, speak outside.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Many of our youth have problem.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea they are left or right.
They
refuse to tell their parents.
They have
before
no problems.
They have a problem because the parents will realize
that
they are already in jail.
Yes,
It becomes so difficult for them to get them back.
Yes.
Because when you are in there, it's not easy to, you know.
So
it's good that we got our...
We're going to speak to the president of the African Law Association, is... Brother Akeem Yangla, smart Nigerian.
Maybe we get him to the studio. So if you want to use
the
mic, there's a mic.
We'll bring him in.
So let me go to the vice president and introduce yourself. We've got a lovely sister here. We haven't engaged you that much, but we believe it's going to be the beginning to more things to come, more engagement to come up, right? Are you able to introduce yourself a little bit for us and for our audience in the studio here with us?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So I'm Adekemi Ajayi, and I'm the current vice president for the ACOFIC Forum under the leadership of Brother Rahman Bashar as the president. We've got some very wonderful, lovely ladies and gentlemen as part of our executive. And as Sister Evelyn rightly said, we only just took on the position on the 5th of April this year. So we're still just learning, you know, getting our hands into it. A little bit about myself. I came into New Zealand in 2018 with my family. We emigrated here from Nigeria. Originally, I studied in the UK, went back home to, you know, start a family, and then we found ourselves here somehow since 2018. And in terms of my grassroots work within the community, I was once the vice president of the Nigerian Association. Within the community, I have supported individuals, both women and women, in their sometimes their challenges with employment. And currently at my workplace, myself and a few other Africans co-founded an employee-led network where we provide free support services for fellow employees that are struggling, either having some employment challenges or the other. So this is an opportunity for me to, you know, showcase that side of myself, my passion, in a bigger way, you know, to a lot more of people within the community. So, like you said, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get to do a lot of mahi together.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just the beginning. And I've got Adukum Ano is in the, has joined us on Facebook. He says, good day to everyone. I think Adukum is watching us all the way from UK. So yeah, so Adukum is watching out from UK, and this is so Adukum, you can send your question to our lovely, wonderful sisters in the studio here, where they will be able to help to answer the question for you. Because now the next question, I'll be going to the reason why we are here is African Day, and as Africans, we love to. Some people have Bawa has joined us on Facebook. Bawa, I'm just letting you know in advance. Next week Saturday, it's African Day. So please go and apply your leave now. Tomorrow when you go to work, go and apply your leave. Next week, Saturday, is African Day. From in the morning to the evening, you are going to be occupied. So let's go there and celebrate together. So Bawa, just take note of that before you disappear. He's joined us on Facebook. Okay, so we are here to talk about African Day. And some may ask, What is African Day? What is it about? What is African Day trying to achieve? And our lovely sister Evelyn here, do you want to talk to us about African Day? What is it about for those who are listening to us or watching you live on Facebook now? What is African Day about?
So Africa Day, well, it's now called Africa Day, I think, originally was the African the African Union organization, founded by one of the greatest leaders, son of Africa, you know, Kwame Nkrumah, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah from your beautiful country, Ghana. that is now, that was 1963, I believe. And so basically, and I feel so inferior talking about this because Dr. Charles Dwamene is the best at downloading the origins of Africa Day and making it so simple for people to understand. But just in a nutshell, it's going back in history when Africa, once upon a time, had very powerful visionaries, of which Kwame Nkrumah was one of them. And his vision was basically to have a united Africa, kind of like they have in the United States of America, to have one currency, to have a common government so that we could put our resources together and have a stronger voice to self-represent, to self, to have self-determination and actually, you know, drive development across Africa and be able to fight. Because back in the days, it was to fight for the freedom of other nations that were still under colonization. And, of course, you know, a lot of other things were born out of, you know, colonization, such as apartheid in various parts of our continent. So that's basically, in a nutshell, why Africa Day exists. It's a day that was once upon a time when we could have all just come together and become under one government, have one currency, and no division. So, yeah, the colonizers came together and decided that Africa should be chopped up like a piece of cake in all sorts of pieces. And one said, I'm going to have Zambia and I'm going to have Nigeria. I'm going to have this. And hence the lines were drawn and we have the divisions that we have. And that's what Kwame Nkrumah and, you know, like Haile Selassie, them were trying to...
Patrice Lumumba.
Yeah, Patrice Lumumba. Yeah, but...
Kaunda.
Exactly. So there's many a whole them, bunch of incredible incredible leaders that have gone, and that is kind of the leadership I think Africa is missing right now, where you have a vision and are bold enough to stand up for what you believe in and bring your people along to say, you know, we're not going to let this die. So that's the origin of Africa Day, and that's why we in the diaspora, back home, anywhere there are Africans around the world, it's a very significant day, and it's really, really important that we carry on.
Yeah, very, very important that we carry on. So our sister Ernestina has joined us on Facebook. She's saying, go Queens. Yeah, so Tina, we will like to encourage you next week, Saturday. We know that you're going to be there because Tina never miss any event, right? She Tina, next week, Saturday, you're going to be there. Let's use our platforms to be able to promote African Day and just get our people together and let's celebrate this wonderful day. I'll come to our lovely vice president here in the studio with us. African Day, our sister Evelyn has added, has summarized the African Day, what the relevance for us as Africans. Is there anything else that you would like to add to the relevance of this day for us as Africans?
Like I usually say jokingly to Sister Evelyn and the rest of the executive, I find myself in the middle of the different ages that we have. So you've got the elders and then you've got the younger ones. So I see myself as a bridge in between. And for me, Africa Day, for a lot of our younger ones, especially those who were either, you know, given birth to in New Zealand or were brought to New Zealand at a very young age, it is a day and a time for them to reflect and have a better understanding about their root and where they come from. It's a time for them to come together amongst their own very people to have some fun experience the likes of our food. What does it taste like? Okay, I'm a Ghanaian. What does a Nigerian food taste like? If you were back home in Ghana, for example, you would have probably had the opportunity to taste some Nigerian food and vice versa. But here in New Zealand, this is one place where you come to and then you are able to experience all of the varieties of what, you know, Africa represent, be it food-wise, art and craft, culture-wise. You get to learn a lot of things from the Africa Day on that day, because guess what? We're going to have a lot of stalls there, food stalls, art and craft. We're going to have educational stands where people actually go to, and then you can ask questions about certain countries. You can ask whatever questions you have. You will definitely see someone there to educate you on that day. So definitely, Africa Day is not a celebration for the oldies or the middle age. It's definitely also for the young ones, the young adults.
It's definitely for the young ones. It's definitely so. Everyone, doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, when you come in on that day, there is something in there for you. Something in there for you. So let's come to Sister Evelyn. So now, as the African community in New Zealand, right, we are in New Zealand, we've done this for the last couple of years, and if one of our little ones who's 12 years, 13, 15 or 16 years probably watching or listening to us is going to say yes, we talk about African Day, Kwame Nkrumah and everything, but those who the 17 year old, the Ernestines, the Florences, the those who were born here, the Zanites, what is the relevance of this day to our those who are, who may have come here very young? What is the relevance of this day to these ones?
Great question. There's something about humanity that we all want to have a sense of belonging, a sense of who you are, right? And having an understanding of your history or where you come from is really important in shaping how you perceive yourself. This in this day and age, there's a lot of young people that are watching a lot of things online. And ironically, people are watching us online, which is fantastic. But there's a lot of who am I kind of questions going on in the minds of a lot of our young people. And they don't quite know. Therefore, having a culture like Africa Day or a festival that brings the culture out into the open for the young people to suddenly go, actually, I can be proud of who I am because there's other people that look like me. There's other people that speak a language that somebody else might not understand. Because there's a lot of young people that might feel a bit ashamed to even speak their own languages. And as we come out there, year after year, Africa Day celebration started many, many years ago. We're going back to since when Akofi was established, started from small community centers. And now, thankfully, as the community has grown, we can gather in big outdoor areas like Silo Park. So for the young people, it is really a place where they start to see someone that looks more people that look like them. And they bring their friends, their Pacifica friends, their Chinese friends, their Pakia friends to come, because all of a sudden it's actually cool to come and eat fufu. It's actually cool to just say, okay, the best way to enjoy fufu is to use your hands. And they don't feel ashamed about that. So it is a part of us in this country that we have to keep going because it is a way of identification. It's a way of showing pride. But it's also a way of connecting these young ones with other young ones who look like them, because life is so busy. People are working 3, 4, 5 jobs, I don't know. And mum and dad leave for work early in the morning. The kids have gone to school. They come back home. There's nobody at home. So everybody's seeing each other. Families are seeing each other in snippets. So they don't get times when they can just socially mix and mingle with other people who look like them outside their homes or outside school. So Africa Day becomes that platform where to which identity becomes a link, that a mirror to, oh my goodness, she can dance like that. I've seen people dance like that on video on YouTube, but that's part of our culture. Mm-hmm. It's not just so that's why it's important for the young people. It becomes a place of connection.
Yes, because, and I like question. I'll come to you. Okay, so Bright is asking, when is African Day? So African Day is next week, Saturday,
24th of May
next week. So Abolowe, so you, the wife, and the three children, your whole day is booked next week, Saturday. We are coming to African Day, and we are going to celebrate our Africa. So Bright, bring the whole family. So next week, Saturday, 24th of May 2025, is African Day. The whole day, it's going to be at Silo Park. That's where we are going to go there and celebrate. You can catch the train, and then you can get to the Britomart, and then you can walk there. You don't have to worry about parking.
That's right.
But if you want to look for parking, you can also drive there and find parking yourself. So Bright, it's next week Saturday. I know Wisdom and Sam and the rest, every time they go for an African event, they really love it and bring them along. And Sister Evelyn, I like how you put it, as the kids feeling like they are part of something bigger, right? Because we had some two young girls from the Afghanian community in the studio here a couple of months ago, and they were sharing their experience about us growing up in New Zealand. And one of the girls mentioned that when they went back home, she had a bit of an eye opening. That was that she all of a sudden she felt like she's part of something bigger. Because she have not seen so many people who look like her, who behave like her, who got their hair like her. But in New Zealand, she's always been the minority. She go to school, she'll go one or two people just like her. The only time she see five or six people is when there's a party or when she's at home. But then when she went back home, she felt like all of a sudden she's part of something bigger. Right, and last year she was there the whole day. I saw her in the park with her friends, and because she's gone home, she's seen that she's part of something bigger. Now something bigger is coming up, and she's a teenager, and she's brought all her friends along, and then some of her friends were Chinese, white, and all brought them along to say, hey, come see something bigger. Yes. And I think it's powerful that you brought her up. I'll come to our lovely sister. Yeah, this whole concept about being part of something bigger. So the young ones are going to come there, and then they're going to feel like, yes, I want to be part of something bigger. So if they are coming in the young, what is there anything in there for the young ones when they come in this week?
Absolutely. I would always start with food because I'm a food person.
Yes.
Lots of food from different parts of Africa would be there that day. That's something that has been a very integral part of that festival every year. You go there, you see the Ghanaian stand, you see the Tanzanian stand, you see the Zimbabwean stand, you see the Nigerian stand, you see the Kenyan stand. So you have variety of all sorts of food. And guess what? I've been there once where Ghanaian jollof rice was purchased alongside the Nigerian jollof rice. So they can actually get to experience it and say to their friends, you know what, I tried the Nigerian jollof rice, I tried the Ghanaian jollof rice, and this is my observation, or this is my take.
And they were equally good.
But there's another fight coming on, eh? You guys eat egusi.
Fufu and egusi. I was just coming to that.
Egusi, we also eat egusi.
I know. And then there's so much about it on TikTok. Come, the young ones, we're calling you. Come on the 24th of May to Silo's Park. You will have the experience of the famous TikTok fufu and egusi in all of its varieties and glory. So definitely come there. And that's just one thing. We also have, for the young ones who would like to get their hair done, who would like to have some form of, you know, beauty sessions done for them, we have different, beauty businesses that are coming on that day. You want to get your braids done, you want to get just, you know, some cornrows done, come there that day. It would be fun for the kids, those that are really very young. We're going to have facial paintings, we're going to have different types of activities for them. So again, when I say it's not a festival for the oldies or the middle age, it's for all ages. Bring your children, they will definitely have fun there that day.
Bring your children, they'll definitely have fun. So my two kids are coming. So Bright have just said he's bringing the whole family.
Awesome.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Bright, and bring the whole family and bring friends along as well. Let's celebrate. Yeah, so Miss Evelyn, there are some, last year there were a lot of wonderful attractions that we saw in there. It was amazing. This year, apart from the food and everything else, is there any performances that we need to be looking forward to?
Oh, 100%. You know, I mean, show me an African party without good music. It just doesn't happen, right? And this is part of one of the greatest works that Nadine Nehemana has done over the years, you know, just collaborating with different performers, different artists. And last year was actually one that people walked around and they were just saying to us, this is like being at the very best of a music festival, because the quality of performances was incredible. I mean, you've got to come to Africa Day if you haven't already, because they are musicians that some of them actually they reference to being session musicians in big bands like even 660, like Taban Chapara, who is just one of the best saxophonists around, and he's actually having a gig at the Tuning Fork, and I'm definitely going to be there. But I'm mentioning this specifically because these are people that have been contributing to high quality music in New Zealand, and you don't ever get to hear that the Africans are in it. You see, a record will come out and it will be a number one, and yet the saxophonists Tabani is behind the scenes, and you're just going, this sounds sensational, and it's actually one of us. And the pride and joy that just fills my heart when I see them. I mean, music I say to my son, if I wasn't born in a poor family, I would have been up there, because, you know. But the thing, and my son is a musician, by the way, however, the quality of production, the quality of musicianship, creativity is absolutely top notch. You will not be disappointed. But what fills my heart is the fact that we are giving platform to our own people to be seen, to be heard. Visibility has been one of the hardest things for our community, and it's part of what we identified in our strategies. Is how do we get seen? How do we get heard? Because then there's people also who go, oh, Africans just sing and dance. Look around the world. If it's not sports, what else brings people together? It's music,
yes,
right? And food. But there's a lot of education. The collaboration amongst our own artists. I'm a drummer, I'm a guitarist, and I'm a saxophonist. They come together, they're collaborating. And because we are so diverse, it's impossible to have a band which is just purely Nigerian, purely Ghanaian, purely Zambian. They are multinational within Africa, and that's the beauty of it. And that speaks to what Africa Day is all about. It's collaboration, it's unity, but also we are creating a stage or a platform for our own people. Even a person like Nadine, I just used to hear of, there's an African girl who's a DJ. I never met her. But over the years, and I'm talking over 7 years or even more, she's been grafting in the background with the passion to find a stage to bring all our performers together. And Africa Day just becomes, has become one of those. And then we see that from Africa Day, suddenly somebody came to watch the show, and they get a call to go and perform at to do a gig. They get a show to go and do something or record with somebody. That's part of what Africa Day is enabling our own people to do and become, and also share. And from there, so many people, I mean, when you see the videos, and again, of course, the scene will repeat, it's just a scene of all colors of people just dancing to Amapiano or, you know, any other music that is from Africa. I mean, the Burundi drummers always just light up the house. Come on, people literally ask, are those drummers going to be there? Of course they will be there. So here we are. It's visibility. It is, again, also owning our own and giving platform to our own people to showcase what they're really, really good at.
Yeah, to showcase what they are really, really good at. Okay, yeah.
What I really also like is they call African talking drums.
100%.
So when the Africans are playing drums, they're not just playing it. They're also giving conversation, telling stories, sending messages. You know, and this were not given to us by ourselves, but other people who came to witness.
Yes.
Back in the days, we don't know how many sisters say African talking drums.
Yes,
100%. You see what I mean? And as you also said about what is the African Day about, most of us, especially me, we didn't even know what was going on around us. We didn't even know where we come from. We think that we just came to exist.
Yeah, so it's education.
You see what I mean? And we don't really know our history. So because we don't know our history, where we are coming from, so many of us don't even know where we are going.
And that's part of what, you know, a coffee.
And that's what
truly. And it was, where were we? There was a conversation just recently. So, oh, people still ask, what's a coffee about? And it is like, that's a great question. And we do need to keep this conversation. Now, a coffee exists in every country in the diaspora, in a different form. It might just be the African Association. Call it what you like. But the essence of it is any organization around the world where African migrants are, you know, are living outside the continent of Africa that are bringing the community together, because we need to keep educating ourselves. And Africa Day does that. We are educating ourselves as much as we are educating other people about us. And I love the whole idea Sister Adekemi referred to. We've got the children's corner. We've got the children's corner. And this year, we've managed to get storytellers. And I just cannot wait to see the bright faces of little people who are not African to listen to an African folklore told by an African man or woman. Let me tell you, it is this is why every Kiwi African needs to take this day seriously, because there's not a better platform to share who you are, and for people to actually, people respect you once they've come to understand you. And this is why when I was president, I tried my best to go to every Independence Day. I got invited. It wasn't always easy to get there, but I did, because I felt like they're inviting me to their home. You get to know somebody more when you visit their home. And that's why we need to take Africa Day seriously, because this is our collective home. And the wider Tamaki Makaurau community is going to come. And we've built incredible relationships with Tangata Whenua. They will be there. They always come to do a porphyry. And we want our community this year, turn up at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Be there. Be part of it. Experience it. Bring our children to actually see, you know, the Kamatuas from Ngāti Whātua, Ōrākei, come to do a porphyry for us. It is such an honor when they say, we welcome you onto our land. And we've got to be there to reciprocate, to do this. So this is why I am really passionate about Africa Day, because it is important for every African that exists in this country to understand it belongs to you, it belongs to me. Nobody alone owns Africa Day. And we need more volunteers, we need more people next year to make it easy for the new executive to say, I can do this, I can do this, I can do that. And there are many challenges. As Sister and I were driving here, she was like, what else can we do to make sure that the resources are more sufficient? We can't keep relying on other people. But we need to understand, if you own something, you take responsibility and you begin to take care of it, don't we? So the moment we begin to own Africa Day as our own, each one of us is going to be willing and excited to contribute and be a part of it.
Yes, willing. So a big shout out to Isabella. Isabella has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Isabella, for joining
Auntie
us on
Isabella,
Facebook.
Auntie Isabella, how are you?
And King Henry. Henry Offa, Henry Thompson has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. We believe that all of you are going to join us on Efe Esuman. Efe has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Efe, for joining us on Facebook. Okay, thank you. So it's going too fast. So thank you very much, Efe. Thank you very much, Henry. Thank you very much, Isabella, for joining us on Facebook. Who else is coming? Princess Marufu. Princess had great conversation, she said. Thank you very much, Princess, for joining us on Facebook. Now let's come to the case corner. I'm very interested in the case corner. And I think so when the case came, because I've got 3 kids, 3 years, 11 years, and 13.
Perfect.
So I'm bringing the 3 of them there. And then when they come to the Kids Corner, as parents who are watching us on Facebook, who are listening to us on 104.6 FM, or listening to us on www.planetaudio.org.nz, what should we expect for our children when we bring them on Saturday?
Good question. So, as we've earlier said, we've got the Kids Corner prior to this year's Africa Day, where you experience as the kids go around with their parent and, you know, they do face painting, they do some dancing, they do some eating. But like Sister Evelyn said, this year we've got the, you know, Folks Laws Corner, which is the Kids Corner, where we get storytellers that are actually going to be telling these kids stories from Africa, how it's done back home. So it's more or less we bring in Africa to Silos Park that day for the children. So they will be able to literally sit around the storyteller, listen to the storyteller tell them stories that originated from Africa. So this is, to me, I wish I could be a kid again and then sit down and watch, you know, like I used to watch my grandmother tell us some, you know, moonlight tales, where you hear all sorts of tortoise stories and, you know, all those things. So, yes, parent, bring your children. They get to learn these things. Like Sister Evelyn said earlier on, the life we live here in Aotearoa is such that parents are so busy. Some working 2, 3, 4 jobs. I don't think I've ever sat my son down to tell him, you know, African stories. So definitely he'll be there on Saturday to also have that experience himself. So again, this is an opportunity for the children to experience what it feels like to actually be who they are, which is Africans. And honestly, when I walk into Silos Park every single year that I've been there, the sense of belonging that you feel there when you turn left, you turn right, and you see exactly people that look like you. So a lot of our children and our young ones, representation means a whole lot to them. And that's one place where you will see lots and lots of representation on that day. So yes, again, Kids Corner. It's going to be so much fun.
Which is very great, because we need to connect the kids to the to back home, which is very important. And also, let's come to support, right? So now it looks like we only go 1 week, but how can the African, other African community, the Nigerian community, the Ghanaian community, the Zimbabwe community, the Zambia community, the communities across Auckland or New Zealand, even though it sounds like we only got about a week left, how how can we support? What else can we do now to support to make not just make the work easy, but also to be able to ensure that we also own the portion of the great work that is going to happen next week, Saturday?
Amazing. I mean, ownership is a great thing to have. So what we can say right now is there's some of you watching on Facebook. Click that share button. Share. If you're on Instagram, the Instagram page is exploding every year. And truly, I just want to give a massive shout out to Abby Fumbilua, and she's going to kill me. I've forgotten her name. Brother Aban, your daughter. The two of them, if you have seen anything about Africa Day online, it is these two girls. And they're working full time. And they are doing this mahi voluntarily. And we need you, if you've seen it, please share. Share to all your WhatsApp groups. Share to all your friends, your own page. Be proud of it. Own it. It is good to be an African. And there is no one like you. You are the only one that God made that looks and is as amazing as you. So share it. So that's one thing I can just say, which is the easiest for most people to do. In our workplaces, right? Let's talk about it. Talk about the significance of Africa Day. You don't need to go deep into the history, but you can just say it is the day that I own and I'm proud to be, and I go out and I see other people. People are curious about us. They're curious about our food. They're curious about our clothes. I went home for Christmas last year, and I'm donning one of the dresses my daughters bought for me. But they bought me so many, and I came back, and most of my friends were like, "Where did you buy that from? Where did you buy that from?" And I ended up giving as many as I could, something of color, and they are so happy. So they're curious about our food. They're curious about our culture. They're curious about our clothing. This is the one day that you can say, come along, come and get a feel for it. Because guess what? We are now opening the door to Africa from here, because we're now removing the barrier of, oh, people want to go to Africa and they don't know what to expect. And they come there and they go, my goodness, these people are so cool. Love their music. I mean, Afrobeats is everywhere. It's all over the world. I mean, we have given so much to the world, and some of them still don't know whether or not they're welcome into our continent to come and see the beauty at its best. So Africa Day, say to them, come and have a feel. Come with me. I'll be there. I'll show you some food. If you've got kids, we'll go to the kids' corner. Then there's a stage. The music will blow your mind. There's so much merchandise. So much merchandise. Everything made by our own people. I'll tell you something really interesting. Many years ago, I used to own a hair salon, and I had a passion to develop hair products, which we tried. It wasn't quite as successful. But I was walking around, and I met this Zimbabwean girl, and she said, would you like to try my hair products? And I heard of her name before. And I thought, oh, so you are such and such. She was, yes. So I bought two products for my hair. And to this day, after 18 years of owning a hair salon, we're the best hair products I've ever used on my hair. And everybody says, what do you do? How does your hair look so good? But that is developed by a Zimbabwean Kiwi, and it's just made out of natural products. So there's all of that for people to come and experience. So, yes, so that's just part of it. So what can you do? Share on social media. Talk to people, that your neighbors, people you go to church with, people that you work with. Bring them. Invite them to your bigger house, Africa Day House. And then, most importantly, please put your hand up and volunteer, because we do need people to help. Everyone that's working on this is volunteering. We don't get paid. There's no millions of dollars in a Kofi account that is going to pay anybody. The number of hours that go into doing this is insane. If we were to charge somebody, you would never be able to afford us. Mm-hmm. But we do it for the love of it, so that you and everybody else can be proud to be an African in this country. But come out, come and belong, and be part of the planning. Some of us are getting old and tired, so it'll be great for the young people with full of energy.
I'll say you don't look that old and you don't look that tired.
Well,
but she feels old.
The energy is there, right?
I just want to claim, right? Being old, you know. Yes. Then I'm an elder.
Yes, yeah. That's good. So now let's go to the program, right? So now, I know last year there was a Porphyry in the mornings, and then there was some other program. Is it a program? What time should people, those who are planning to come, what time should people start coming? Where should they be? And what's the program like next week?
So, like Sister Evelyn said, the Porphyry starts, and then we would appreciate those who can make it to be there at 8:45 a.m. in the morning. Mm. That doesn't mean that that's when the program officially starts, but, you know, it officially starts then. It's just that, you know,
we
stalls
are there from 5:30.
Exactly, you know.
In the morning.
We're trying to put things together way earlier than that. So definitely, if you can make it down there at 8:45 a.m., that would be awesome. Otherwise, we'll see you at 10:30 in the morning. And we will be there, definitely, irrespective of what time you get there. Some of us literally are there since Thursday. They are going to be there all the way from Thursday, putting things together, ensuring that everything is properly done and set up. And I was just going to buttress what Sister Evelyn said about, you know, volunteering and all of that. If you're a young person or anybody at all and you think you've got the energy, you would love to be part of the amazing Mahi that, you know, we are doing, put up your hand. You can reach out to us on our Instagram page, which is the Africa Day. Just search Africa Day on Instagram, or you can also send us an email at stalls@africaday.co.nz. Someone will definitely come right back to you. We definitely need as many hands as we can get at this stage. Yes, it might sound like it's just 1 week away, but definitely 1 week is a long time for us to get things done.
So and you want more volunteers in a coffee too, sis?
Yes. And you know, at the executive level, definitely we want more volunteers. We've got
after the election. So you need more people to join the leadership.
Join the leadership of our coffee as well. We've got two very important roles yet to be filled. So if you've got the skills to be our treasurer, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. If you've also got the secretarial skills and you would definitely like to be part of the executives, please do reach out to the team. We would love to have you join us. We are in need.
What about something we call Mole Mole like me? Can I join it?
A Mole Mole. Oh, Mole. People like you are welcome, mate.
You're most welcome.
You are
Mole Mole.
You're the energy. You just give us the energy.
Okay.
But then from time to time, we need...
He's one of the Komatuas now. Look at
that. I like how you put it, right? Very, very politely, right?
Very polite. He's a Komatua.
I
spoke to Kimata last three days.
Brother Kimata, come on. I mean, now we're going back. That's another show, all right?
Yes, that's another show. And I think, Salo has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Salo, for joining us. Andrew Opong has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us. So those of you who are watching us and right after here, you feel like, you know what, I want to contribute, I want to support, I want to volunteer, please reach out, go to the Instagram page and send a message, or go to the stores at africaday.co.nz. Please send them an email, or even if you contact us or via this page, we'll be able to link you to the right people, because we need to come together and work together to make this a success. We know it's going to be successful, but then we also want to know that at the end of the day, you can say, I was part of this, right? That's how we want it to be. So if you please, let's come together and contribute. 8:45 on Saturday morning, we are all going to come in and then usher in the day. And then please don't go home, just stay there. right? And then you can bring your spare chair. If you are sleeping, bring your sleeping bag, and they can just sleep there and they continue. Because we're going to be there. That's going to be our home for the day, right?
Yes.
So it's going to be amazing. So now let's come back to whilst we are gradually wrapping up. As we've talked about performances, we've talked about so see you on Saturday, Faustina. Faustina says she's coming. So
Faustina and Jovel?
Yes. She says she's going to be there.
Kiora says?
Yeah. So
that'll
she
be great.
She's going to be there.
From Rotorua. So that's...
Oh, yeah. To talk about Rotorua, there are some few Ghanaians in Rotorua who's been joining us on Facebook.
Yes.
So we also telling you, those guys, those fellas in Ghanaians in Rotorua and Hamilton, please drive all the way down to Auckland on Saturday and join us as we celebrate. The last year, I saw so many Ghanaians there. I was like, oh, are you Ghanaian? we heard them having a conversation. They were like, oh, how long have you been here? Oh, one month.
That's just one month?
I was like, oh. But then, okay, yes. Can you give me a number?
Yes.
Like, yeah,
yes.
So we got so much numbers from people that because they've been around, they haven't been able to reach out, but we saw them. So it gave us an opportunity to be able to identify, you know, those who could, and some of them also needed help that we have to extend a support to. It's amazing. So please, those of you in Hamilton, Dr. Frimpong and your team, and those in Rotorua, please come together and let's do this. He says, she says, oh, Sister Faustina says, we'll bring others along. We'll have a full car. Great. Oh, that's going to be amazing. So it's good because we are looking forward to this wonderful invite. And those who are watching, of course, if ready, bring your friend, colleague out from work and everything else. And now back again to the studio. So now, after African Day, somebody will ask, then what? So do we wait for another 1 year? Or what else? Is there anything that's going to take place to be able to ensure that over the year, there's going to be, is there anything planned to engage the African community? Your question. More of your question. Because Mr. Evelyn is not going
to
be there.
I would like to answer that.
Okay.
Sis can add to that.
Okay, because
I'm trying to be very fair too.
Yes.
I just stepped in.
Okay, yes.
And there's a lot to unpack here.
Yes, yeah.
But
okay.
I will create the platform.
Yes, yeah.
But I'll go back to the point that you talked about where you were walking around and you heard Ghanaians talking and you were like, hey, and you made a connection. So then before we got into the studio, you talked about what happened to the idea of the African village. This is, again, I'm going to be a little bit serious about this. This is why we thought the African village idea was very important to Africa Day. The idea is very simple. Each one of you leaders ensure that in this place we're going to call a village, you've got a table with your flag and whatever emblem, you know, personifies your national pride. For Zambia, we've got the flag and the eagle and the copper. So that's something, for example, we could do. But what happens year after year that I've been at Africa Day, there's always somebody who says, I only just arrived and my God, I've met some people from my country. That is the day, if there's a flag flying, Zambia, a Zambian who just arrived 5 days ago, oh, there's my people. You go and connect. So leaders, please take this seriously. Next year, support the executive committee. They cannot do this alone. Again, I'm coming back to ownership. Let's own this and look after it and nurture it. So it's a time to connect with new arrivals. It is actually one of the cases we make when we're applying for funding, because they say, why should we fund it? Nobody's just going to give us money without justifying why. And part of the reason is exactly that. Time and after time, people have just arrived and they're fresh. They don't know. They don't know where to go and get a rental house. They don't know how to buy a house. They don't know how to get a job. They don't even know we've got a lawyers association. They don't even know. So all these things, as they come, we start to say, this is where you get help. This is where you go for this and that. Okay. So then after Africa Day, what happens? Well, First of all, don't run away after the end of the festival, because guess what? We still stick around for 3 hours and start cleaning and packing up. So again, volunteers are required. And then after that, bring your change of clothes, because Nadine and all the young people, because of all the hard work they've put in it, are going to K Road and they're having the Africa Day after party. So you go there and party the night away. Us older people will be quite happy to go home and have a little bit of a break. So now, on a serious note, what happens? We've connected at Africa Day, right? This is time to really stay close to Akofi, the executive, because it is from there now all the other programs start. The youth programs, there is also meetings with the elders, with the leaders, because you, the leaders, are the ears and eyes from your own community. What's going on in there? I mean, I referenced this before. We've had in the last few years terrible, terrible numbers of suicide cases. We need these mental health programs to take root and start working and supporting our youth. We need to, you know, the education programs that you have started, and I saw that Brother Lucky also posted something in the leaders group that, you know, this is so powerful. We want our children to speak our languages, because once you lose your language, let's learn from what the Maori community have done. The revival of their community has revived their culture. And hence we are seeing them. It's back in leadership. It's bringing them together. So between now and the next Africa Day, leaders, stay close to Akofi, because there are youth programs, there are women's programs, there are men's programs. And also, there's the, you know, the forum that you talked about that we had last year before Africa Day. The group in the Waikato Afro Connect, they are putting that together on the 28th of June. It is going to be fantastic. They've already everything is in place. They are building on it. It's going to be at the Hamilton Gardens, a beautiful, beautiful venue. Again, it's for every single African listening. That you don't have to be a leader. Again, our friends from Bay of Plenty, from Taranaki, from Canterbury, Wellington, we want to congregate to continue the conversation on the strategic plan of our African communities. What do we want to be? Where do we want to be in the next 10 years? But then also, most exciting for me is I'm seeing more and more the New Zealand government is beginning to see the value of the ethnic communities here in New Zealand. And guess what? They have done a research, and I think this was announced by the new Minister for the Ethnic Communities, Mike Mitchell. $62 billion was produced by the ethnic communities to GDP of New Zealand.
Wow.
Of which us, the Africans, are part of. But guess what? Other ethnic communities are playing a major role in opening trade relations between New Zealand and their countries, India, China, Taiwan, Korea, Malaysia. Africa is the youngest continent. We've got the highest number of the of youth in the anywhere in the world at the moment. We are over 1 billion people. We have got minerals that the world needs for the mobile phones, for technology. Okay, let's not listen to the politics, which is making us look inferior. This is why we need to continue congregating, coming together to empower ourselves. Another thing that is happening behind the scenes, and Akofi will be a big part of this, is Sister Princess is actually part of this, is we are partnering, collaborating with an entrepreneurial group of people from Australia. We've been talking about this for months, because these things don't just happen. They are talks and their meetings night after night. This is going to be, it's a group called Afropreneurs, and it is going to be one of the first African entrepreneur summit in New Zealand. Now, Akofi is your connector to all these, but we need And I'm excited about this because everyone who is trading at Africa Day, you are an entrepreneur. They need to be empowered. They need to be given direction, mentorship. So we're going to bring all this together. So there's a lot that's going to happen. We're going to finish Africa Day. Yes, people go and have a bit of a dance and party all night. But then the serious work starts. We're going to go back, do the programs for the youth, for the women. And also, then we're going to be gathering again in Hamilton on the 28th at the Forum, the Africa Forum, which AfroConnect is organizing. And then, of course, in October, we've got the Afropreneur Summit. They need... So every person listening who lives in New Zealand, who is an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship can be anything. You cook tzadza, you are doing catering, you're sewing clothes. It is all of that. Let's come together. So there will be a lot of announcements about that when the meetings are happening and where people should go. But we will be working with Akofi, collaborating. But it will be the first one ever in New Zealand because we are also serious about opening the door to trade relationships between New Zealand and Africa. And I saw on LinkedIn your new... I've forgotten her name. She is the new Ghanaian consul. What's her name?
Dr. Charles,
but there's a female lady. There's a female as well.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand. And whether it's
I think maybe she's in, it must be in Ghana, right?
She must be in Ghana? Okay.
Yeah, there was trade.
You know, and I saw that on LinkedIn. I was so excited. I thought this is now where we are heading to.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are contributing. The government is beginning to recognize that migrants are valuable to New Zealand and Africa has a role to play, but Africa needs to own this.
And Sister Princess, I put the date is 8th of November. The Afropreneur Summit is 8th of November.
Yes.
Which she just posted. And I think I like that because there are a lot of business people, Africans in there, who own their own their own plumbing businesses. They own their own mechanic shops. They own their hairdressing, everything. And last year, I invited one of my colleagues to come to the African Day. So she came. And then she bought some food. And then she bought some food from there. She's like, oh, where do I get this from? So every weekend she's been going to the market in East, not about the evening one they do, whatever they call it. There's an evening where all the shops are, what do you call it, night market. So there was somewhere around the east side. And then because she came there, every weekend she goes there looking for African food to buy.
There you go.
That is the exposure on that day. And then she said she loved the bull fruit and everything that she bought on that day. You know, and I think it's something you expose them to one thing, and then from there they want to feel like, oh, I need to go to Africa to go see something, right? That is how the whole thing begins.
Yes,
and I love that. So let's come. Sister Evelyn has said a lot about what after African Day. What else? Is there anything else that you would like to add, our lovely Vice President, about after African Day? What next?
I'll say at this stage, watch out, because the new executives have got a few things cooking up their sleeves. But having said that, there are also some wonderful individual amongst us that are doing, you know, great maize. Even outside of Auckland, we've got the Africa Day coming up in Bay of Plenty in June. So that's also something to watch out for.
We can go over there to,
and then we can go over there. They are coming over to support us in May. What stops us from going over there in June to support them and make it a beautiful